Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with you again. Amen. On this precious and blessed Monday. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to be in your homes or wherever you are today. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word in season, and I praise God for it. Praise God. God wants us to know that, amen, He is the one that work all things out for our good. Amen. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. And too often, we won't allow Him to do the complete work. Amen. We want to step in and do our own thing. Amen. And do it our way and think we're helping Him. And then when things come up, we want to blame it on God. David was a prime example of how the order of God's will must be done in order to gain and see results. Amen. Praise God. So I want to talk to you a little bit today about, amen, the due order. Praise God. Amen. Father God, we just want to thank you right now. We give you all the honor and all the glory for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We thank you for raising up a standard. We thank you, Lord God, for tearing out every trick and trap of Satan because he is a defeated foe. And we just want to worship you. We want to praise you. We want to ask you to come into this segment, amen, of the ministry in order for you to get the glory out of it. So many of your people are going through and they're not really realizing, amen, that they have an enemy out there that's doing the wickedness and causing them to walk in a way that they shouldn't walk. And a lot of people say, well, don't blame the devil. He's not the one that's doing everything, and he's just doing some of it, but you're doing some of it yourself as well. Well, I'm going to tell you, the some that you're doing, like Paul said, when he tried to do good, evil was always present. That was always a battle, amen, that was going on, amen. And Paul said, when he tried to do good, it seemed like evil would try to overtake him, amen. And he had to literally press his way in to walk in obedience to God so that the enemy wouldn't get, amen, the victory. We're looking at victory today. We're looking at the things that God has prepared, amen, praise God, in order to get the glory out of our lives, amen, and Him be glorified, amen, praise God. So, God, as we go on today, I ask you the word in my mouth, let the meditation of my mouth, amen, be acceptable in thy sight, amen, praise God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for what He's doing and what He's about to do in Jesus' name. I pray, amen, praise God, praise God, praise God. I just thank you, Lord. Father God, I just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I learned, amen, praise God, by way of the Holy Ghost, amen. You can praise God, praise God. You can worship, you can bow down and worship Him. You can shabak Him. You can give Him the glory. But if you still not in the will, all that praise and worship is just motions. You're going through the motions. Amen. Praise God. If you're not keeping His commandments, you're going through the motions. Amen. Then a lot of people say, well, you know, I praised Him. I praised Him. I didn't see no results. Well, you didn't see results that were on your behalf because, amen, you did not understand that, amen, there is a due order. Praise God. I just praise God today. My thought is coming out of 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 through 13. And I want to give you some history on what's going on. I just praise God and what went on with David and what's going on with us today and the reasons why a lot of times we miss out on our blessing. We miss out on our blessing. Praise God. After the death of King Saul, David, amen, became, I give God glory, their counselor, amen, their counselor, their king, their consolation, amen, through the times of battle, amen, through the various times that they, amen, went through and the struggling that they would receive, the afflictions that they would receive from the enemy. So, amen, David literally, amen, stood in proxy for God to become that consolation, amen, in the earth realm. Amen. Saints, we need somebody in the earth realm that's standing up, amen, for God. It could be Oshaya to be his hands and his eyes, his nose, his mouth, amen, and be a consolation, amen, reassuring the people and the body of God that God can do everything but fail. You know, I'm 27 years in the ministry, and now time have I seen God lose a battle concerning my life. Amen. I breached. I made mistakes because I did not know the due order, amen, of God concerning the purpose he had ordained in my life. I didn't know, amen, how to carry it out, and I would end up making mistake after mistake, making breach after breach after breach. Then I would go in and I would cry, I don't understand why I'm not getting blessed. Amen. I'm prophesying to others and people are getting blessed around me, and I cannot understand why I'm not receiving anything. And God let me know, even with myself, that I would do orders, amen, praise God, that I didn't carry out to the letter, and it caused a breach, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And a breach is literally a breaking apart, a separation, because, amen, God will leave you. And a lot of people don't think, well, he will leave you. But I'm here to tell you, he'll leave you. Amen. Praise God. In the midst of your mess, amen, and your situation, until you learn how to come to him, get that stuff straightened out, get your life back in track with God so that you can do the things that God has purposed you to do. Amen. And again, the title is The Due Order. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God had appointed David to be king by the prophet Samuel before he died. Amen. Praise God. So after the fall of Saul, King David began to reign as king over Israel. During that time, the 12 tribes began to subject themselves to his leadership. Amen. Praise God. Even the Bible said that King David perceived that the Lord was with him because he began to increase. You know that God is with you when you see yourself on the increase. And a lot of times, increase is not money. Praise God. Increase is not a fine house or a fine car. But your spirit man increasing, amen, being totally developed and characterly so that the devil won't tear you up. And yes, he'll tear you up. Amen. I've been there. He'll mess you up. He'll mess your mind up so much until you be wondering, well, Lord, how did it happen? Or what did this? And I don't understand this here. And blah, blah, this. I've been there, too. I hate that scumbag. Amen. That's why I get every chance, every opportunity I get. Amen. I stand up for Jesus Christ, knowing that God, amen, Son Jesus Christ died for us and shed his blood for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And so I encourage those today to understand that, amen, praise God, we do have an enemy out there. And he is doing 100% of the evil against you, amen, and causing you to walk in evil as well. For the Bible said the devil blinded the mind of mankind. He blinds your mind, amen. And when your mind is blinded, amen, praise God, he's able to come in and deceive you, causing you to follow behind all kinds of demonic things that are not going to benefit you in any kind of way, but going to cause, amen, hardship in your life in the long run. Been there, saints. Amen. And I've seen the work of Satan, and he is slick. He uses strategy. He seduced you. He beguiled you. He caused you to be entrapped. Amen. And you can't understand because your mind has been blinded. So the Bible let us know that the due order is the way that we should carry our things in order to receive our blessings. Look at your neighbor and tell them that, amen, there is a due order that has to be carried out in your life in order to carry the ark, amen, of the covenant. Amen. The ark of the covenant carried, amen, praise God. Amen. The ark of God, it literally carried Amen. Praise God. Aaron's rod. Amen. Moses' rod. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It carried, amen, manna. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it carried that almond branch. Praise God. It carried the, amen, the tablets of the Ten Commandments. It carried the Word of God. And the Word would go before the people, amen, of Israel, amen, every time they met at the tent of meeting, the congregation, and Moses would expound upon the Word that was written on the stones, amen, praise God, on those tablets, amen, in order for the Israelites, the Hebrew nation, to, amen, walk in success, they had to walk in due order and due commandments, amen, that was carried on by the Lord. Then, amen, there were specific orders that Moses had to write, amen, in the Old Testament, and I give God glory, for, amen, the 12 tribes in order to follow, amen, praise God. Each tribe had their assignment, and the Levitical priesthood had their assignment, and their assignment was to tend to the things that were of God, amen. Thank you, Jesus, to tend to the tent meeting, amen, the tabernacle, to the holy and the most holy places, amen. That's where the Ark of the Covenant stayed, or the Ark of God stayed, amen, praise God, and the mercy seat was right there, amen, with it. And Paul spoke about the mercy seat, and he said back then, amen, he didn't have all the information in reference to that. Well, the mercy seat was placed there, and God sit there and pass judgment, amen, as the priest went into, amen, the Holy of Holies to be with the Father, amen, in order to get the instructions from the Lord, as well as to show, amen, the pardoning of sins that he had to do concerning the Israelites, as well as to, amen, bring out those, amen, laws, amen, and read them to the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. So we thank that, amen, because God has called us that we will do what we choose to do with our ministry, our lives, and our livelihood. We can't do it, saints. We need to regroup. That's why you see all these churches. My God. Amen. And all they do is programs and their own agenda and what they feel is going to be a benefit to the body. And it all... in all essence, what they're doing is feeding the flesh. I went to visit a church, amen, this weekend, amen, and they had a powerful ministry. And praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I praise God for going, amen, because I got a chance to meet a famous minister that wrote the book of Esther, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I could, my mind slips me right now, but it's Tommy. I can't think of it, not right now. But anyway, before it's over with, I think of it. Amen. And I got a chance to meet him and speak a word or two to him. Amen. So, amen. As I seen the glory of God being manifested in the church, amen, as the choir sang, as, amen, the order of the services came into specifics, amen, before he got on the pulpit area at the podium to speak, he had to be announced by one of the ministers. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, there's a due order, amen, that comes upon us in order for us to be a benefit and receive the benefits of God concerning our ministry. So, amen. Thank you, Jesus. As this young man introduced, amen, the speaker, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that he did, amen, he handed him the mic, and then the man was able to preach. That was the due order, amen, praise God, in order for the services to go on in its protocol. So I have seen, amen, where I've gone into churches and various churches, and at this church also, where they got now, where you are trying to set your focus on the children, and that's the most important thing that we could do. But we are allowing the worldly system to come into the church and let the children, amen, do what they want, all this old wild dancing and all of this old crazy stuff, amen, that they're doing. I can put up with the rapping, but when they go in and do a wild dance and think it's pleasing to the body of Christ, well, the older people, as well as the younger people, now they're catching hold to this stuff, and they jumping and bouncing and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm from the old school, and I'm walking in holiness. And God told me now time, amen, in my ministry, that I had to go in and be like the children and bring the church in that area to so that they can do what they wanted to do in the church to glorify what they say they're trying to glorify, because God is not getting the glory out of that. But it's a outward appearance of the flesh, amen. And it's a place now where the children hang out, amen, because they can come there and do their little dancing and run all over the church and do all that kind of stuff. If they're going to do it in heaven, praise God. I'm not going to say anything about that. But at the same time, I will not allow that in my church, because that is a due order that God has given me. There is a due order that God have given other ministries to the Pacific, amen, in order so that church can grow and that can be a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank that, amen, because God has called us, amen, we can do what we want to do. Amen. We go to church when we get ready. We do what we want. Amen. As pastors, apostles, bishops, amen, prophets, evangelists, teachers, amen, and lay people, and tell everything that we can tell about what we are doing and think it's right. Amen. Praise God, and it's pleasing to God. But God said your works are going to be burned. It's going to be, I'm paraphrasing it, it's going to be whereas it's going to show itself whether it was good or whether it was bad. And then he say, you'll be still saved, but at the same time, your works going to show whether it's coming from the heart and whether it was literally ordained by God. We don't want God to take over, because if God took over, amen, then that would limit us from doing the things that we were supposed to do. We complain about church being too long. We will mess and literally miss out up on the Cardinals games and on the dates we supposed to have with the girls or the men. Amen. Just resting for that day. Most people today, what they do on a Sunday is they cut their grass. Amen. On a Sunday, they might spend all day with the family or go out to a movie or a picnic, shopping for clothes, or just literally laying around the house. And that's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to fellowship with one another. We're supposed to go into the sanctuaries and the churches in order to do, amen, the service of God, but in order to fellowship with Him, in order to fellowship with your friends. Amen. Praise God. So we put the church on the back burner. We put God on the back burner. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And thinking that we have heaven right here on earth. Saints, I'm telling you, this earth will perish. Amen. God said it was going to literally, amen, be dissolved. Amen. It's going to burn away. Amen. Praise God. Because there's no longer a good, amen, support, amen, for the people that are being born here. It's overpopulated, as well as Satan and what he has caused. Amen. And then God told me on yesterday, he said, Antichrist is soon to come. And I had to go into strict strategic warfare for Barack Obama. So I called one of my friends, and we went in warfare, amen, for him. So saints, pray for him. But at the same time, we are doing everything to have heaven here right on earth, not knowing that this earth is going to leave us, amen, and that as we are the body of Christ, amen, we're going to either go to God or we're going to go to Satan. There's no in-betweens, amen. So I stop by to tell you that there is a due order in your life in order to please and serve God. Praise God. We are holy people, and holiness without no man shall see the King. No man shall see the Lord. Amen. The King of glory. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and tell them, in order to be blessed, you will have to follow the due order of your life and administration of God's will. There is an administration of God's will in order for you to be blessed. That's why you're blaming the prophets. The prophets told me this and nothing happened. I don't want to listen to all of those lies anymore. And then you begin to talk that prophet down and discredit that prophet. Well, the prophet done told you the truth, but it's the due order, amen, that comes in your life in order to receive your blessing. Praise God. God is not going to give a child, amen, $1 million and tell you, here's $1 million. The child will probably flush it down the commode or tear it up or start giving it away. So that is a due order, amen. In order to receive the blessing, you have to become up to a mature state in order to know what to do with the blessing, as well as to, amen, praise God, be a blessing for others. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If you want your ministry to literally grow, amen, there's an administration, amen, in the school district, so we follow that, the judge's office, the lawyers, the doctor's office, etc., and all of those, amen, a certain criteria, you have to be able to meet those in order to get the business done that's at hand. Amen. There are formats, amen, that are laid out in order to get the right sources. These steps are literally completed by obedience to the format, rule, and regulations. When you go into a school district, one of the things that you do to register your child, you register your child, amen, by paper or computer, whatever they're doing now, because technology is really advanced. But first you got to speak to somebody, then they'll give you the instructions on how to register that child. You just don't go in, put their name down, and walk out. You got to go in and give information. You might need the birth certificate. You might need Social Security number. Oh, bless his name today. You might need the various things that are going to be a benefit, amen, in reference to the format, amen, so that your child can get enrolled, amen. So that is an administrative order, amen, in order, praise God, for you to receive the things that God has purposed in your life. The due order has to be carried out. One of the things, amen, that I want to let you know is that this is the same way with God. He is not to be taken lightly. He is not to be disrespected. You can't take the assignment that he gives you and abuse it. You must keep his commandments to the letter in order to receive your blessing and not get killed, amen, or suffer the loss of your family or, amen, your personal gain. Satan is out there, amen. Excuse me. And he's out there and he's watching everything that God is doing for you. And everything that God, amen, is doing for you, he's blocking it. And so in order to keep God's commandments and to do the things that God has purposed in your life, you're going to have to use strategy on Satan as well. You're going to have to learn how to resist him, and he'll flee. He will flee. Amen. Whatever God said in the word is true. Amen. You're going to have to learn how to do spiritual battle. You're going to have to learn how to intercede and intervene and literally, amen, stand up against this devil, because if you don't, he's so tricky, he will cause you not only to lose your life, but your children's life as well. When you make your request known to God, and when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, praise God, and you walk in disobedience, amen, because Satan is there trying to get you to get out of the will. One of the things that happened, amen, with Saul, and not only did, amen, he lose his life, but he lost all his children's life. The only person that was left was Mephibosheth. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So you have to be careful not to lose, amen, in this essence, amen, concerning your life and your livelihood and your children. And this is a true saying. People think that you can just die and everything else. You got to fight hard to keep your children in line. Amen. Praise God. And then, look, you must learn how to wait despite of the need. Amen. Some of us, amen, needs are so great until we won't wait on God and we end up, amen, shipwrecking our lives and literally sometimes causing long-lasting effects, amen, that sometimes it can literally permanently damage, amen, our future. Amen. Amen. For ministry, there are certain protocols you have to follow. For instance, I have seen in ministry, all of a sudden you see a prophet become an apostle. Never held a position as a pastor, never held a position as an evangelist, never held a position as a teacher, but there are certain protocols, and Paul speaks about the protocol. He called them in order as a prophet, now as an apostle and a prophet, amen, and all the way down to a teacher, amen. You got bishops in there, praise God. So the first thing you're going to start off, when you start off in ministry, if you would take it, amen, and it doesn't go backwards, but when you read it, you would literally understand that you got teachers that come before, amen, first start off. And then after that, you become like evangelist, and then from that position you'll go on into pastorship and bishop, amen, or a doctor, or a prophet, amen, can hold that order, and then an apostle. Well, most of the time, with the fivefold ministry, those that have it, they can hold the office of an apostle, a prophet, amen, a pastor, a teacher, and evangelist, amen. But there are protocols. You're not going to jump and be a teacher one day and then be an apostle the next day. That's not protocol. So a lot of ministers are doing that. Amen. And then they're doing it and they're not following the instructions of God. Amen. To do order of God. Amen. Praise God. They don't want no pastor over them. They don't want no apostle over them. They don't want no praise God, bishop over them. So they go out and establish their own doctrine, their own ministry, their own way of doing things. They don't believe in having churches. They don't want to accept the knowledge that Jesus, amen, first mentioned about his church to Peter. Amen. So the churches have been there. Before the churches came, amen, tabernacles were there. Amen. And tent of meetings were there. Amen. Praise God. So they don't want to follow protocol, and they end up demons literally whoop the mess out of them. I'm just going to say it like that. Demons will tie you up when you don't have a covering. So, amen, they're not following the due order, and then they want to know why they're not succeeding. They're not being blessed. Well, that's a due order. Amen. Praise God, and you didn't follow protocol. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So King David had Nathan, amen, the prophet, amen, praise God, by his side at all times. And we need a prophet there to tell us, amen, what God is saying. And then literally, amen, he followed the due orders, amen, praise God, amen, and their services and the way, amen, things should have been done, amen, in reference to God's will, amen, praise God. But tell your neighbor, amen, we are doing the things wrong, and that is why we can't carry the ark, amen, and be blessed, amen. A lot of us, amen, have not had the symbolic, the spiritual ark in our churches, nor homes, or anywhere, because, amen, we have not followed the due order, and the ark and the mercy seat won't reside in your church, in your home. And then you say, well, oh, well, God, and just talk about God like a dog. Amen. A lot of us do that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Not knowing that we done missed out, we done breached, amen, and the due order has not been set in focus. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. In chapter 13, it states, as I literally paraphrase it, and King David said unto the congregation of Israel, let us bring again the ark of God to us, for in the day of King Saul, we did not take it from his house, amen, after his death. So after King Saul's death, the Ark of the Covenant, amen, the Ark of God, it stayed in King Saul's house. So now David, amen, literally wanted to bring up the Ark, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Before Saul's death, the Philistines, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus. The God, amen, amen, of Dagon had, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Their God, Dagon, had the Ark of the Covenant, amen, praise God, right after King Saul, amen, had died, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus. He had regained it back. But before then, amen, the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines, amen, during Samuel's time, amen, and Eli's time, amen, praise God. And they put it in Ashdod, where their God, Dagon, resided, amen, praise God. Eli was warned by Samuel, amen, to stop his sons from sinning against him, praise God. And they sinned so bad that they went and had prostitutes in the temple. They defiled the temple, amen, as well as causing people to sin. When you cause people to sin by your actions, amen, you're making a breach with God, and that's another thing that God don't want. We're not supposed to destroy the body, but we're supposed to edify the body. Competition come in, jealousy and envy come in, amen. So we are not following the due order of God. So when war came to them, they took the Ark of the Covenant, amen, first before them into battle, amen. Eli's sons went in to fight the Philistines, so they took the Ark of the Covenant with them to battle. But the Philistines defeated them, and that's in 1 Samuel 4, 5, and 6 chapter. And they took the Ark of the Covenant, amen, and put it in Ashdod, amen, in their temple, amen, where their God Dagon was, amen, residing, amen. So during the battle, Eli's sons were killed, amen. Eli's sons were killed, and Eli fell dead, amen. And his wife, Eli, one of Eli's sons' wife, amen, fell dead, amen, as she heard about the news concerning her husband and Eli and the Ark of the Covenant. And she said nothing, amen, during the time of her birth, amen. And then when a child was born, they named him Ichabod. The glory is departed from Israel because the Ark of God was taken. When you don't see the glory of God in your life, you know that the Ark of God is not there. The Word is not there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The glory of God is not residing in your house or your church. Amen. Because of what they had done, they had not did the due order of the Lord. They were in sin. We got to do the due order of the Lord, amen, in order to survive. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, when you don't follow the due order that God has placed in your life, the Ark of the Covenant will be taken and the glory is departed from you. You see, God wants to get the glory out of your lives. Even when the Ark, amen, went, amen, the glory went, and with each glory followed, amen, blessings. Every time the glory is there, the blessings are there. When the Ark, when the Word of God, amen, praise God, that's in the Ark of the Covenant, was with amen, David and Moses and them, amen, they were able to proceed forward, amen, and be blessed. Every time that God does something, amen, concerning his glory, you are to proceed forward, go forward. You are never supposed to go backwards, amen. And in your going forward, despite of the afflictions, the persecution, the trials that you go through, amen, in due order, amen, if you keep the commandments of God, amen, praise God, and go forward, not looking at your giants, amen, hallelujah, not looking at the situation, not looking at, amen, and holding things against God, then and only then will you see the glory of God, amen. And when the glory of God come in, you know that every time he come in, there is a blessing, amen. Deuteronomy speaks about the blessings, amen, in chapter 8 and verses, also in verse chapter 28. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The blessings will only be seen when the glory of God is manifested through obedience. Obedience is memorable. The Bible states it's better than sacrifice. A lot of us have sacrificed our children, our homes, our finances, amen, our loved ones, amen, because we don't follow the due order of the Lord. A lot of people, amen, God will turn around and give a woman a house, amen, and all the blessings, the trimmings and everything and the finances, and she'll let some old dirty, nasty man come in there and cause her to fall, amen, amen, praise God, and she end up, amen, losing, amen, the order, amen, of her life, amen, praise God, the due order, praise God. But, amen, after the Philistines had took the ark, amen, and put it in where Dagon was, the first day God threw Dagon God to the ground, the next day God not only threw it to the ground, amen, praise God, but he broke off the palms of his hand, amen, and his head he cut off, amen, praise God. God want to destroy your enemies, praise God, but if we don't walk in obedience, amen, our blessings won't come. And then God said, you cannot have no other God before you. You cannot do the things that you want to do, amen. So God say, amen, while the ark is away from you, yet he's still working on your behalf, amen, because he said if you turn, amen, he'll literally come and he'll turn and he'll come back to you. I'm paraphrasing it. So as soon as you repent and get your life straight, God is going to turn back around again. The glory of God is going to come in. The ark is going to come into your life again. And you're going to be blessed. But why would you want to mess up, amen, when you can be blessed from the beginning? So the Philistines, they literally became afraid and removed the Ark of the Covenant, amen, praise God, the Ark of God, because, amen, God's hand was heavy upon Ashdod so that he destroyed Ashdod with hemorrhoids until they died, amen, of the sickness. The due order of the Lord concerning your purpose in life will be, marked, amen, and for surety that the enemy will be destroyed, amen, praise God. Your foes won't be able to stand before you when you walk in obedience, amen. But we are too busy establishing our own doctrine and our own way of doing things when God has all things in control. Look at Sarah and Abraham. God had already spoken to Sarah and Abraham when she laughed, amen, and God told her, say, this time next year, amen, when the time appointed come, when the due order come, amen, she was going to conceive a child, and then told him that it was going to be a boy. Praise God. But Sarah went on, and she did her own thing, trying to help God out, and look at the world today. We got Muslim fighting against Israel, Muslim fighting against America, and everybody else they can follow and try to destroy because of one mistake. One mistake can cost you a whole lifetime of suffering. Amen. So the Philistines, literally, they became afraid. Amen. And so, amen, thank you, Jesus. They literally moved the ark, amen, back into the Israelites' hands. Amen. The due order of the Lord is literally concerning the purpose that's in your life. He want to bless you. He want to destroy your enemies. He want to make your enemies your foes. Amen. When he said a prophet, amen, thank you, Jesus. And when he send a prophet your way, amen, and send those words, amen, and instructions to the prophet, amen, the only thing that we have to worry about is walking in obedience, amen, and walking in the instructions and doing the things correctly. It don't cost us nothing to do right by God. Haven't he been right towards you? It didn't cost, amen, us nothing. Jesus paid the price. The Bible said Jesus, amen, died on the cross. Before he died on the cross, they put a crown of thorns on his head. They planted these, amen, spiky pieces, amen, of a branch, placed it on his head, amen, and called it a crown, amen, in reference to him being a king. Amen. And if you look at that crown today, it's a crown of suffering. How he suffered and died for us. How he bled on the cross. And then they say they took a man of whips. Amen. Some people say cat of nine tails. What they put glass. Amen. And pieces of steel in it. And every time they whipped him, pieces of flesh would fall off of his body until it was the lacerations were so deep. Amen. Oh, my God, that the blood, amen, from the veins and arteries just flowed, amen, down his body. Amen. Oh, my God, praise God. But that blood was shed for us because the blood made an atonement for our souls because of what Satan, amen, had wanted to do. God stopped him. That's why we should follow the due order. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. This is when after the Philistines, amen, sent the ark back to Israel along with the blessing, amen. They had to bless the, amen, the ark, amen. They put it on a new cart and they sent it back to the Israelites, amen, the Hebrew nation, because, amen, the enemy cannot possess blessings because they are of a cursed nation. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So King Saul got, amen, a hold to the ark, amen, and it stayed in his house, amen, until King David, amen, got it. This is when King David got the ark, amen, and God, amen, literally had him, amen, to bring it to the city of David, amen, after David had suffered and had to learn a lesson, amen. Thank you, Jesus. He had to learn the due order, amen, that you just can't take nothing of God, do like you want to do with it, and then turn around and think it's going to be a blessing to you. But as they carried the ark of God, amen, in a new cart out of the house of Amminadab, Uzziah, amen, a lot of people say Uzzah, amen, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right, and Aho, amen, drove the cart, and David and all the, of Israel played, amen, before God with all their might. They danced, amen. They sing, amen, with harps, amen, and with parsley, and with the timbrel, and with cymbal, and with trumpets, amen. And no matter how hard you dance, amen, before the Lord, no matter how hard you praise and worship the Lord, God is going to check your heart out. Amen. Amen. And if the due order is not there, it's not going to mean anything. A lot of people think, well, I can praise and worship till all of my enemies leave, and you turn back around, and there you see your enemies again. There's a due order, amen, that you haven't done. That's why your enemy hasn't gone. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible said, but when they came into the threshing floor of Sidon, Uzzah, amen, put forth his hand to hold the ark of the, amen, the covenant, amen, and the oxen stumbled, and the anger of the Lord kindled against Uzzah because he had, amen, touched the ark, amen, trying to keep it from falling. So the Bible say he smote, God literally smote him because he had put his hand to the ark. Amen. You cannot put your hand to the ark. Amen. You cannot put your hand to the glory of God. God said he will not give his glory to another, nor will he, amen, praise God, allow you, amen, to even see him. When Moses wanted to see him, all he could see was the backside of God. Amen. Praise God. And God's glory, amen. Thank you, Jesus. But the glory of God shined in Moses' face because Moses walked in obedience to the best of his ability until, amen, the Israelites forced him to smite the rock in order to get water, amen, and God said you wouldn't enter into the promised land. But then he took a turn around and said that he would move, literally use Moses later on. So Moses is accounted in the book of Revelation along with Elijah, amen, praise God, in order to bring glory, amen, to God again, because they're going to stand on the streets, at literally in the streets of Jerusalem, and they're going to speak what thus said the Lord. You cannot lose with God's saints. Amen. But you have to follow the due order of God. I'm doing a teaching today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because, amen, of this, amen, praise God, David was afraid of God and left the Ark of the Covenant, amen, the Ark of God in Obed-Edom, amen, the Gittite home, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus. You see, amen, praise God in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and Paul was saying, and I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or in wisdom, declaring unto you the testimonies of God. Amen. The testimonies of God was in that ark of the covenant. Praise God. In that ark, praise God. For I determined not to follow, amen, and not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and his crucifixion, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit of the power. Amen. We want the demonstration of the Spirit of the power of God, and it's in, amen, a walking in the due order, amen, keeping that ark, amen, praise God, keeping the testimonies, amen, praise God, the word of God, amen, and walking in obedience to what God is saying in order to receive, amen, the glory to come down, amen, and the blessings to follow, amen, praise God. Whenever the glory comes down, the blessings follow. It's not in your emotions, it's not in your dance, it's not in your praise, amen, praise God, because God is going to judge you at your heart, but it's in, praise God, amen, the due order, amen, praise God. So Paul let us know, amen, he didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit, amen, and of power. The Spirit and the power was in the Ark of the Covenant that had the testimony, that had the word of God, that had Aaron's rod and Moses' rod, amen, praise God. Praise God, and Aaron's, amen, that olive branch, amen, praise God. So the power comes from the Holy Spirit, amen, that God, amen, has sent us, amen, in order to guide and teach us into all truth, that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God, amen. When you walk in faith, speaks about it in Hebrew. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the things that are not seen. Amen. Praise God. So the due order, amen, literally lets us walk in the faith and to believe that what God has told us to do, if we follow his commandments, if we keep his testimonies, if we keep the glory of God before us, if we keep the Ark of the Covenant before us, amen, then the blessings are going to follow. It's not by our will, saint. It's by the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. So even Paul went, amen, on to say, eyes had not seen nor ears heard, amen, neither had it entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them, amen, that love him. But God had revealed them unto him by his Spirit, not by, amen, anything else. When we become converted and change again from our new from the old man to our new man, one of the things that we become is spirit being. Amen. So, amen, the Holy Spirit begins to administer things to us from God, amen, by the spiritual side. We no longer, amen, walking in the flesh, but we walking in faith and believing what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what a man knoweth, the things of man, saveth the spirit of man. Our spirit of man know what our spirit man need. Amen. Praise God. Which is in on the inside of us. Amen. In that inward part. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. The things of God knoweth nothing about, and I mean, he knows it, amen, because, amen, he created it, but he don't attend to it. He knoweth nothing about the flesh. He cares nothing about the flesh. He's not concerned about the flesh, but he's concerned with the spirit that's on the inside of you that's supposed to keep the due order. Amen. Praise God. Our flesh ain't going to do nothing for God. Amen. But the spirit man cares it out. Our flesh literally is dead, and the only thing, amen, that it does, amen, is follow death, amen, which is Satan. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, that is saints. Keeping the due order, amen, looking at the things that are freely given to us by God, receiving our blessing, allowing the glory of God to come in, allowing that ark to stay, amen, in our churches and homes, amen. Praise God, even though it's invisible, it's symbolic, amen, it's a faith thing, amen, but allowing it to come in so that the Spirit of God can work the work on the inside of you, and your spirit man can work the will of God. Now, I praise God today. I didn't get a chance to finish it all. Amen. One day God will bless me. Amen. And I'll begin, I'll be able, praise God, to finish a whole portion of this, because it's vitally important to keep, amen, the due order of God. Have a wonderful day.